Let him do to me as it seems good to him. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, 7. Today we'd like to see the title of Let him do to me as it seems good to him in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, 7. To another word of people through MP3 or YouTube channel, on the earth, we'd like to suggest that the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 21. But Ittai answered the king and said, As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in whatever place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also your servant will be. What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question to you. In verse 25-26, Then the king said to Zadok, Carry the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and show me both it and his dwelling place. But if he says this, I have no delight in you, here I am. Let him do to me as it seems good to him. What do these mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 31. Then someone told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. What did Jesus say about the conspiracy? And what can we learn from here? In the last time, in the 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 33, so Joab went to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. Then the king kissed Absalom. Absalom killed Amnon, who raped his sisters, Tamar. And Absalom first fled for 3 years in the land of Gerite, his mother's family, and was called back into Jerusalem by David. And David did not see him for 2 years. But now and finally they met each other face to face, as it seemed reconciled in the cross references of 2 Samuel 13, 14, 28, 29, 37, 38. However, he would not need her voice, and being stronger than she, he, Amnon, posed her and lay with her. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, Watch now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, Strike Amnon, then kill him. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and valiant. So the servant of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all king's sons arose, and each one got on his mule and fled. But Absalom fled, went to Talmah, the son of Ahinoam, king of Geshur, and David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And 2 Samuel 14:28, and Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, but did not the king's face. Verse 1-6, after this it happened that Absalom provided himself with chariot and horses and 50 men to run before him. Now Absalom would ride only and stand beside the way to the gate. So it was whenever anyone who had a lawsuit came to the king for decision, that Absalom would call to him and say, What city are you from? and he would say, your servant is from such and such a tribe of Israel. Then Absalom would say to him, look, your case is good and right, but there is no deputy of the king to hear you. Moreover, Absalom would say, oh, that I were made judge in the land, and everyone who had any suit or cause would come to me. Then I would give him justice. Verse 5, and so it was whenever anyone came near to bow down to him, that he would put out his hand and take him and kiss him. In this manner, Absalom acted toward all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Absalom went to the capital city gates to steal the people's hearts from the king David as a kind and just judge, an apparent kind, just judge, delegated by the king in the manner of saying and kissing. Many were fooled, but later he was disclosed as an evil ruler. Verse 7, now it came to pass for 40 years that Absalom said to the king, please let me go to Hebron and pay the vow which I made to the Lord. After about the 40th year of David's reign, toward the end of the reign of David, Absalom asked David to let Absalom go to Hebron, according to his vow. Hebron was Absalom's hometown and was the first reigning place of David for 7.5 years of a total, a little over 40 years reigning period. 2 Samuel chapter 3:2-3, 2 Samuel 5:44-5. Sons were born to David. His first son was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess. His second, Chileab, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal Carmelite. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. 2 Samuel 5:4-5. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. 8-9, for your servant took a vow while I dwelt at Geshur in Syria, saying, if the Lord indeed bring me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said to him, go in peace. Go, he arose and went to Hebron. If the Lord permits, Absalom would be back to Jerusalem on Absalom's oath. David allowed that Absalom went to Hebron according to his vow. Verse 10-13. Then Absalom sent spies throughout all tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men invited from Jerusalem, and they went along innocently and did not know anything. Then Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, from Gilo. While he offered sacrifice, and the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased in number. 13. Now a messenger came to David, saying, the hearts of men of Israel are with Absalom. A few spies of Absalom throughout all the tribes of Israel made a propaganda of Absalom, the ruler in Hebron, but 200 men in Baitis did not know his conspiracy against David the king. Ahithophel was persuaded to join into the conspiracy. The conspirators grew in numbers. But David heard that many Israelites were with Absalom. Verse 14 through 17. So David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise and let us flee, or we shall not escape from Absalom. Make haste to depart, lest he overtook us suddenly and bring disaster upon us and strike the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servant said to the king, "We are your servant, ready to do whatever my lord the king commands." Then the king went out with all his household after him. But the king left 10 women concubines to keep the houses. And the king went out with all the people after him and stopped at the outskirts. David decided to flee hastily from Jerusalem because David, an innocent inhabitant, might have been killed. Jerusalem city might have been stricken or destroyed, and David hoped to return to Jerusalem, if the Lord permitted, by leaving 10 concubines to keep the palace. David left from the palace, followed all his household. And David stopped at the outskirts or suburbs of Jerusalem city. Verse 18 to 20. Then all his servants passed before him, and all the Cherethites, all the Pelahites, and all the Kittites, 600 men who had followed him from Gath, passed before the king. Then the king said to Ittai, the Gittites, "Why are you are also going with us? Return and remain with the king, for you are foreigner and also an exile from your own place. In fact, you came only yesterday. Should I make you wander up and down with us today, since I go, I know not where? Return and take your brethren back. Mercy and truth be with you." All his servants passed before David. Also, many Gentile loyal servants passed before David, such as all fallen servants of Cherethites, Pelatites, and 600 Gittites from God's city, from Philistine territory, where David had been hiding from Saul. Ittai the Gittite was persuaded to go back his home mercifully and truly, not to follow David the wanderer or escape. But Ittai answered the king and said, "As the Lord lives, as my lord the king lives, surely in whatever place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also your servant will be. I will be with you in death or life." Ittai's tremendous commitment of love to David the king and to the God the Lord, like Ruth. God commanded Israel to destroy pagan Gentiles, but to welcome foreigners who might obey God. Exodus 23:9. "Also you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt." Deuteronomy 10:19. "Therefore love the stranger, for you were a stranger in the land of Egypt." Ruth 1:16-17. But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go." Ruth to Naomi. "And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me more also, if anything, but death part you and me. Then verse 23, and all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people crossed over. The king himself also crossed over Brook Kidron, and all the people crossed over toward the way of the wilderness. Jesus said procession was going up on Mount of Olives. Kidron Valley is the bottom of the Brook Kidron and toward the Judean wilderness. Psalm 23:4. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 24 and 25. There were Zadok also, all Levi with him, bearing the Ark of Covenants, and they set down the Ark of God. Abiathar went up until all the people had finished over from the city. Then the king said to Zadok, carry the Ark of God back into the city. If I find a favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back and show me both it and his dwelling place. But if he says this, I have no delight in you, here I am, let him do to me as it seems good to him. David told Zadok, the priest, to bring the Ark of God back into temple of God in Jerusalem city. If God gives a favor to David to return to Jerusalem, he will see the Ark of God and the temple of God in Jerusalem. The Ark of God is a reminder of God's presence. The Ark of God reminded the people of a conscious heart of God's presence. The Ark of God cannot be substituted for the substance of the conscious heart of God's presence. For example, the bronze serpent was the reminder of God's judgment against sin. So to look at bronze serpent was the reminder of God's judgment against sin to be forgiven by faith. Therefore, bronze serpent cannot be substituted for the substance of God's judgment against sin to be forgiven by faith. Because of people's substitution or worshipping the bronze serpent, Hezekiah broke it in pieces. Jesus also cited the lift up serpent in Moses for the substance of faith in Jesus. Lift up on cross. To be forgiven, whatever substance is belonging to Jesus Christ. So all cross references right here, number 21:8-9. Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole. It shall be dead. Everyone who is bitten when he looks at it shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. 2 Kings 18:4-6, he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent. Then Moses had made a fire until those days the children of Israel burned the incense to it and called it. No, here, bronze serpent, and Moses had made for until those days the children of Israel burned the incense, it called it Neusatan. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so their father him was not like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. for he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him. He kept his commandment, which the Lord had commanded Moses. John 3:14-15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Colossians 2:16-17. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding festival, or new moon, or Sabbaths, which are shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. 31. Then someone told, saying, Ahithophel is among the consecrated with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel Ahithophel into your foolishness. Ahithophel was the former counselor for David, but now for Absalom. A non-enemy now reproaches David, a former co-eater, has lifted up his appeal against David. Jesus implied Ahithophel with Judas Iscariot as a betrayer by quoting this particular psalm as a prophecy of the betrayal of Jesus Christ by Judas Iscariot. All cross reference right here, Psalm 56:12. For it is not an enemy who reproach me, then I could now, nor it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. Psalm 41:9. Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. John 13:18-19. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but that scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am he. 32:39. Now it happened when David had come to the top of the mountain where he worshipped God, there was Hushai the Archite coming to meet him, with his robe torn and dust on his head. David said to him, if you go on with me, then you will become a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king. As I was your father's servant previously, so I will now also be your servant. Then you may defeat the counsel of Ahithophel for me, and do not have Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, with you there. Therefore it will be that whatever you hear from the king's house, you shall tell to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Indeed, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaazah, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them you shall send me everything you hear. So Hushai, David's friend, went into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. David worshipped at the top of the Mount of Olives, and he set up for surprise. Number one, Hushai, the counselor of Absalom, to defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. It became true later. Number two, Zadok and Abiathar priests, as a recipient of any news from the palace ruled by Absalom. Number three, Ahimaazah and Jonathan, the sons of priests, as the delivery of the news from the priests. And so David has been reported after Absalom came into Jerusalem. We covered all three questions. Let's see right here. Apostle Creed, always, we should check. This is a factual statement. Coming from the Bible, scripture per se. So, you know, holy universal church, not unholy ecumenical church. So, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be saved. And basically, all human beings sinned because of Adam's original sin, disobedience to God. You know, that's why we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, basically. Still, you know, ebook, colorful ebook available, paperback book also available. You may click on there, you may see paperback as well. This one, continue to keep on prayer for persecuted innocent people and Christians, exodus from dictatorship in Burma, and for Interpol, or its connector, Interpol's connector. Necessity to deliver the innocent victims. So you may read it here. So keep on praying for them. Okay, let's just sing all together the Maranatha songs on bulletin.